Rock 107 WIRX, WIRX.com, the Plan B Morning Show. Brock Hunter.
All right. I got something to say real quick. Sorry, I know we're trying to get into something, but you know what? I got a rant. More on the Olympics.
Oh, geez. Okay. All right.
More on the Olympics. And you know what? I got to say it once again. Kick it off with saying, hey, I know these guys are athletes. These men and women train their whole lives. They basically kill themselves to get to this point in their lives where they're competing in the best of the best of the world. And this has nothing to do with the athletes, all right? Great job out there. This has to do with the actual events, all right? So I'm just going to read you part of this, what I was reading. Ecuadorian race walking athlete kept pushing, eventually finished the 50-kilometer event in the Olympics, blah, 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 blah. Race walk, Brock, power walking is in the Olympics. Power walking.
I got to turn your mic down. You're coming in hot on this one. Good job.
Sorry, dude. I'm really popping my peas on this one. But power walking, dude. No. No.
Yep. Basically, what
you
see little old ladies, what little old ladies do in the mall is an Olympic sport.
Dude,
that's right.
What has happened?
Yeah.
It's the softest thing. That is the softest. Stop it. So what would... So, okay, I'm going to go a little bit further. The guy that I'm watching this video... Looks like he's about to die. He's been power walking for 50 miles.
Just all
dude.
Shoulders. Anybody, all
it's all shoulders. So when? Where's the line to where you start jogging?
And how,
it's a weird thing.
How far did you say it was,
dude? 50 kilometers. So
50 kilometers to miles. How many? That's 31 miles. Just
31 miles.
All hips and shoulders. All
dude,
hips
looking
and shoulders.
Ridiculous. Dude, looking ridiculous. Dude, the guy looks like he's like hurting his body. His legs are all weird doing that weird hip thing.
They do.
For 30 miles.
It's like they don't bend their knees. It's
no.
like it's like flat foot, no bent knees, hips and shoulders. Just
not a sport.
Yeah.
Not an Olympic event.
Look,
I'm sorry. It's got to get booted.
They're wondering why ratings are like in an all-time low, and I know it's a mixture of things, but they need to update. I think it's great they added skateboarding. I think it's great they added like a Taekwondo type fight, like a different one. Like they've
That's
added
awesome.
Some new stuff, but yeah, they need to get rid
Come
of
on.
Power walking. That's right,
power
mall walking,
dude.
Yeah,
power walking in the
no. Or, again, let's spice it up a little bit. Give the guys weapons, okay? Let them power walk. I want to see some guy just power walk up to someone and just whack him in the knee, all right?
With a purse. We'll give him a purse, a heavy purse, because that's what you look like. It looks like you're going to the store in a mall quickly. It looks like you got to poop, kind of.
It looks like when a car waves you through and you do that kind of weird little fast walk. You're not actually walking faster.
Yeah,
it just looks like you are. Like, oh, thanks. You do the little wave and then, shoulders and hips, man. Shoulders and hips.
No, dude. This can't be a thing.
And here's the other thing, too. Obviously, the guy was in shape. You can't walk 30 miles like that without being in shape. But here's the thing, though. He finished dead last an hour after everyone else. Is it worth it? Has it been worth all of the walking that you've done?
No, dude, there's a point. Dude, there's a point. At like mile 20, you just be like, all right, F this, dude. And you just start jogging. Just start running.
Yeah.
You know, like, I don't care, guys. This is stupid. What are we doing?
It's like, you know how they walk? It's like when you're at the pool and the guy goes, hey, no running. And they're like, I'm not running.
Well, you like straighten your back up.
Shoulders, hips. That's all it is.
It's better. It's safer.
Yeah. Yep. Hey, no running. This is power walking. Oh, man. Yeah, I saw that. And you feel for the guy, but dude, at the dead last, an hour after everyone else, it's like, do you go home and everyone's like, well, I'm glad you wasted all that time.
Could you just hear him under his breath as he like power walks by? Why is this effing in his
son of a bitch? Why do I agree to do this? This is the last time I ever do this.
Look, this is embarrassing.
Shoulders, hips. I'm glad you brought that up.
The world can see this.
This is ridiculous. I should have quit an hour ago. Shoulders, hips. Perfect. Perfect. I love it.
All right. There you go. That's my rant.
Good enough for me, man. I'm glad we got that out there. Okay. We got to keep removing. It's time for your morning dump.
It's the morning dump with Brock and Hunter. Trends, tech, guy stuff, Hollywood sleaze, and more.
Shoulders, hips.
Elbows up. Elbows tight.
Shoulders, hips. As always, your morning dump brought to you by Pump.
That
Septic. Clean your septic today with Pump That Septic. Call them 269-445-7777.
77.
Or visit pumpthatseptic.com. Well, exciting news. Today is National Water Balloon Day. Yeah.
Oh, nice. There we go. Dude, love water balloons.
The reason that it's the first Friday in August is that's usually the hottest of the year. So what better way to cool off than throwing a ball of water at someone's face?
Yep.
I love it.
It's awesome.
Dude.
It's awesome. Half the time they don't break. You know what? A ball of water is a lot heavier than you think. It's all fun and games until you get, dude, we made a water balloon launcher, the three-person, you know what I'm talking about. Dude, we bombed places with this thing, dude. I'm telling you, some of the best times we've ever had. You laugh so hard when you hit something with a water balloon launcher.
Hunter, we actually made a water balloon launcher as well. I got it. We used the old surgical tubing and then a jean leg. Yep. You cut it at the knee. Yep. You do that.
What we did.
Guess how old I was when we did that, Hunter?
I was pretty old.
I was in college, okay? We were yes. launching, we were drinking beer and launching water balloons out of our dorm room window down in the quad. And, dude, it was glorious.
We stretched that thing to the max, dude. I'm telling you, dude, we're talking 100-yard bombs. Just
But let's just, all joking aside, I have so many fond memories of being a child and just filling up a laundry basket full of water balloons. The worst part, though, was sitting there and tying those water balloons.
Hours.
Like, my mom almost lost the tips of her fingers trying to tie 1,000 water balloons.
Just raw.
And then they were gone in, like, 15 minutes. Like, just,
you know what's funny is when you're tying a water balloon, you always get that one that slips out of your fingers and, like, freaks you out really bad because it's so sudden. And you get all the water spraying everywhere.
It's something glorious about taking that water balloon and an unsuspecting victim, and you just whip it. Or you get it, and it's not full enough, so it doesn't break, and it just
wraps
slaps
around your
out.
Face.
I mean, I've seen kids go down. I've seen kids put down
because
taking a water balloon to the face, man. Unbelievable.
So at the end of fifth grade or elementary school, they had a thing called Fun Day. And you just go, it's like recess the entire day, but then they had like a bounce house, you know, and all this stuff. So the first time we had Fun Day, they didn't really understand the water balloon, how heavy they really are, right? So they had a water balloon launcher. So all of us kids go on the other side, playing like 500 with water balloons. You know what I'm saying? Dude, a teacher launched one into this kid's face, and I'm talking, dude, knocked him out. Wah! He felt like Peter Griffin, you know, hand behind the back, you know, just laying there, just like that was the last time we saw that water balloon launcher, dude. The teacher, oh my God, what'd I just do?
And now, every year it's the Little Timmy Memorial. It's the Little Timmy Memorial Fun Day. They got a little cross set there to where he fell after getting a pink mist, just his head blown clean off by that water balloon.
Is it too? Everybody that saw it too was like, oh my God. That looked like it hurt so bad. Why are we doing it? Because, dude, they break. So if you get a fingertip on it, it breaks. But there's that one that hits you square that when it doesn't break, it just wraps around you.
Mr. and Mrs. Johnson, we have some horrible news. Your son didn't make it. Oh, my God, what happened? Well,
we mortared him from 100 yards.
We launched a water balloon right to his face.
Right.
He never even saw it coming. They have like, you know, those little jerseys we had to wear in gym class. They fold one of those up like they do with the American flag and they give it to the parents. The mom just, he loved water balloons and it finally killed him. The dad vowed revenge on the creator of water balloons. Like he turns into the Punisher. He turns into Liam Neeson just trying to hunt down the guys that created water balloons that took his son's life. That's actually a movie. That's a movie.
You know what it was, too? It was one of those grenade water balloons, I tell you.
Those are the best ones. Tell me you didn't feel like effing Rambo. You didn't feel like effing Rambo, right, grenades, when you had those grenade-colored water balloons, man.
It's a live grenade.
Oh, my God. Hey, you're sitting there. You got a headband on. You got face paint on. You're sitting around behind the tree.
That plastic knife. Remember that plastic Rambo knife you had?
You got your super soaker taped to your back. You're just ready to go. Oh, my God. Good time.
Take me back.
Yeah. All right. So have some fun on National Water Balloon Day. In the face. Lastly, we'll just end with this real quick. Apparently, the Playboy Mansion is haunted. Playmate and ex-girl next door, Holly Madison, you know that bright lady. She said she felt spirits inside the iconic home. And it's been more than a decade since she's lived there, but she believes the ghosts have followed her. When asked what the ghosts sound like, she actually did have an audio clip of the actual ghost sound.
Oh, yeah.
Look,
sounds like somebody after a big meal, a Mexican meal or something.
Those moans were not from ghosts. It was from people having sex in the. It's the Playboy Mansion, for God's sake.
Yeah.
That was actually just Hugh Hefner getting up from his couch. Anyway, so yeah, I don't think it's haunted. I think she's just an idiot, and that's what we got.
Just a crazy broad. Yeah.
All right. So what do we got? Orgasming ghosts and water balloons to the face. That works.
That's the sound he made after he got hit in the face.
Slap. Water balloon. All right. That is your morning dump. We'll be back.